Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. Welcome back to the Goddess Activation Podcast. Today, we're diving into the topic of joy. So allowing yourself to be in joy, allowing yourself to be in bliss and happiness, and letting that expand you versus just allowing yourself to expand from when you're maybe not feeling or doing that great. So something I've been sharing with my one-to-one clients and in the facilitator training that I'm leading recently is that after a while, going from bad to good, like feeling not good and then feeling good again, this process after a while is going to become quite easy. Guiding your clients through this process from them not feeling good and then guiding them to feeling good again, and like if they're going through something, guiding them to processing it and having processed it, is going to become quite easy after a while. It's like rinse and repeat. Do it a few more times, and then you will get the hang of the process of the emotional work, the somatic work, the questions, the mindset work that you get to do to go from bad to good is not that hard, especially when you've had your experience with it. It might feel very uncomfortable, but the process in itself is quite simple. And the more you do it, the deeper you allow yourself to feel and process all your emotions, the easier it's going to be to guide yourself through that and to guide your clients through that. Now, what's much harder or takes even more practice is allowing yourself to go from feeling good to great. And I think especially for women, there's this whole social, societal stigma around, oh, if you're earning much more than other people, or if you're looking so much better than others, or if you're just all of these things, like if she's doing so much better than others, her friends will leave her, her husband will leave her, all those things, all those stigmas that we've seen in movies, series, and in society, and the type of comments that family maybe also makes about other people. So what I've noticed for myself and for my clients, oftentimes going from good to great feels harder than going from not feeling good to good. I was guiding one of my long-term clients through this exact process. So in the past 4 or 5 months, and we've been working on diving even deeper into her relationship with herself. She really wanted to shift the nitty-gritty patterns that she had. So she's super self-aware. We've been working for almost 2 years together. And the way she moves through things, when something comes up, she's like an arrow. When there's something that she doesn't like, she immediately addresses it and processes it and wants to dive deeper and wants to meet herself and her soul more and more and more. So working with her is like every time we meet, we just go deeper and deeper and deeper. And she moves really fast, which I also love to see her in and to support her in. And when we started this package 5 months ago, she was single and one of the big topics was her dating life and really shifting all the patterns that she was repeating in her dating life. She was already feeling really good in her relationship with herself, but that was something she was struggling in. And now, 5 months later, she's in a beautiful relationship. And 5 months ago, she didn't even know the guy. And how this relates to our topic of joy today is that in our session last week, we were talking about how she now has what she was praying for. She really has a great guy who is super nice, super sweet, and just very supportive and open to her spirituality and all of these things. And we uncovered that a part of her wasn't allowing her to enjoy it. So in the past few weeks, she's just been, whenever she was with that person or with herself, she was finding all the things that were wrong or all the things in which she wasn't as open or not, where she could have said something better or shouldn't have said something, or just she was really picking on herself. And we uncovered that in the last few weeks, she, even though Her prayers were answered. Her wishes, her desires were answered. She had been unconsciously looking for things that were wrong instead of seeing that her prayers are answered and seeing how she literally has what she was manifesting and wanting 5 months ago. And so part of her immediately went into looking for what's wrong, and kind of the pattern that was happening is this inner story of, I cannot be too happy, because if I'm too happy, the thing will be taken away again. That's the story that a lot of people have. And oftentimes that story holds us back from even allowing ourselves to be happy in the first place. So that was also one of the stories that were playing in her body and in her subconscious, that because that had been a pattern that happened in her childhood, her nervous system didn't understand that she's not in her childhood anymore, that specific danger from her childhood doesn't exist now anymore. But her nervous system didn't register that. So it was still operating from that pattern of, I cannot allow myself to be too happy, otherwise I will lose it. Or I cannot allow myself to lose control and to like let loose and be free and be in fun and joy, because if I'm not in control, I will lose it again. So we uncovered this pattern that was happening in her nervous system and in her somatic body. And we really wanted to observe, where in her body is this pattern playing? And what is the deeper desire of that part of her? And some of the things that I shared with her and the questions I asked her and the practices we did, I want to share them with you here as well. Before we dive into the questions, I want to share what allowing yourself to enjoy life even means, right? So a part of her was thinking or had learned that enjoying life means when you're spending a day on the boat, or when you're partying, or whenever you're doing an act of something that people label as enjoying yourself. So maybe having a day off, going for brunch, any specific activity that you think, oh, this activity means you are enjoying yourself. But that's just an activity. Enjoying yourself is not doing activities which you enjoy. That's a part of it. But allowing yourself to enjoy life and be in joy and be in happiness and experience happiness means the way you are being with yourself, and the way you are doing every single little and big thing. So it's less about what are the big things that you're doing. It's so much more about, what is your daily self-talk with yourself? If you are a self-critic and are super mean to yourself in your mind, you're not going to be enjoying yourself even when you're doing the things like spending a day on a yacht or on a boat. Or you might experience bliss and happiness for a few hours because you've had that alcohol that makes your mind sit in the backseat. But the next day, you're going to overthink the things you said wrong or the things you could have done differently. So it's not at all about doing big activities that give you joy. Of course, yes, do them more as well. But we have to look at our relationship with ourselves, with our relationship with our thoughts. What are the thoughts you're saying and thinking to yourself? What is the talk you're talking with to yourself? How are you being with yourself? If the first thing you do is always criticize yourself, where is that coming from? Can you be more kind to yourself? Why are you being so mean to yourself and to your inner girl, to your inner child? The negative self-talk is always because a part of you learned that this is a way to cope with a situation that was overwhelming or traumatic in your past. So your nervous system still thinks, because something happened in your childhood that was overwhelming, back then you didn't know how to process it. So you processed it by gaining control and wanting to be in control of everything, or you processed it by shutting down and making yourself as small as possible. Your nervous system still thinks that this same danger from your childhood is happening, even though it's not. And thus, your nervous system, your mind, your subconscious still operates in the same patterns which it learned in childhood, even though the same danger is not happening anymore. That's why we do somatic healing. That's why we dive into the body. That's why we want to deepen our love and trust for ourselves, so that we can change the whole foundation of how we are being with ourselves. Somatic healing means going into the body to explore what the meaning, memories, emotions, or blocked sensations that the body has stored in your body, what these things mean. What is the meaning that you have attached to those memories or those emotions? And how is your body consciously, subconsciously, and unconsciously still living out of those blocked memories, even though those blocked memories are not your truth anymore? This is why we do this work. This is why I host my retreats and my one-to-one sessions and workshops, because when we go into the body, we can completely clear and rewrite all of this. All the blocks you had in the past, you don't have to keep living from them. I used to be the biggest self-critic. The only thing I did was be mean to myself in my mind. And now I'm just not that at all. And now I'm the kindest person to myself. When we go into the somatic body, we can see and observe where are we holding on to those upper limits or blocks or limitations? Where are we not allowing ourselves to be in even more happiness, even more bliss, even more joy? Because a part of ourselves is scared of what would happen if you would release all those old stories and would just be, or you would just be your soul, you would just live to your highest frequency, to what your soul really, really, really wants to do and be. So I shared with her, it's not about the specific big things and activities. It's about how you are being with yourself and how you are being whenever you do any activity, whether it's those big fun things like going to a party, or if it's those small things like going to the grocery store, even though you're feeling overwhelmed and you really don't want to, but you don't have any food at home, so you still have to go, right? So in those instances where you have to do something, even though you really don't want to, but you kind of have to because otherwise you have no food and you're hungry, in those moments, do you completely block yourself off and push yourself and say, like, why didn't you do it earlier? Or do you hug your inner girl and let her know, hey, I know this is overwhelming, but we kind of have to do it right now. But you know what? I promise that when we get home, I'll put on something warm. I'll play some music. We'll listen to the song you want to. We'll cook the food that you want to, and I'll take care of you again. So when we sometimes have to do things that we don't want to do, but we have to, even here, the question comes up of how are you being with yourself when you have to do those things? Do you just push yourself and then just keep pushing? Or do you push yourself to do it, but then you fill up your cup again with something that fills up your heart with love, with warmth, with joy? A few questions that you can ask yourself is, what is your definition of enjoying life? My definition might be something and your definition might be a little bit different. So what is your definition of enjoying life? In which areas have you not been allowing yourself to enjoy yourself? Or in which areas have you been capping the amount of happiness, bliss, joy, and pleasure that you experienced? I mean, we can take this question even so much deeper and we can take it to self-pleasure. Do you self-pleasure because you feel like you have to come within 5 minutes, or do you take your time and allow yourself to take up space and be in your flow? In which areas have you been capping your happiness, joy, or pleasure? What do you fear would happen if you truly allowed yourself to just let loose and allow yourself to enjoy life to the fullest? And what can you do moving forward to allow yourself to enjoy yourself fully and freely? There is a lot more that we can cover in the topic of allowing yourself to go from good to great. If this is a topic that you want to continue, let me know by messaging me. And if this is something that you're ready to really embody in your body, to dive deeper into this, my next Remembering the Goddess retreat in June 2026 is going to be for you. I'm about to open up the waitlist to the first people. So if you want to learn more, you can message me on Instagram at soulcoachnikita and message me the word waitlist to learn more about the retreat, where you're going to somatically experience being in your bliss, being in your pleasure, allowing yourself to feel safe in overflow, allowing yourself to feel safe and excited in overflow, in having more than enough, in being in joy and in pleasure and in bliss. And if you want to move deeper into this topic right now, my one-to-one deep dive package is for you. This is the 3-month one-to-one mentorship where you are guided with specific ceremonies, sessions, and practices to deepen your journey of going from good to great and embodying the version of you that you truly want to be and live out, and to somatically heal and process any old blocks, limitations, or sensations that might have been holding you back. You can learn more by clicking the link in the show notes or sending me a message on Instagram at soulcoachnikita, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at soulcoachnikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.